If New Hampshire's so-called standard ground law were repealed, people would again have a duty to retreat before using deadly force in self-defense. House Majority Leader Steve Shurtleff of Concord, a former U.S. Marshal, is the repeal's lead sponsor.
I don't want to see us have an incident where someone is inadvertently killed because somebody thought they were invoking their right under Stand Your Ground.
Supporters of New Hampshire's version of Stand Your Ground, which also grants immunity to people who hurt bystanders while using deadly force, turned out by the dozen to criticize Shurtleff's bill. They were joined by top House Republicans. Lori Sanborn is House Republican policy leader.
Supporting this bill is telling women they cannot defend themselves. Supporting this bill is telling a mother or a father they cannot defend their children. It's telling the law-abiding people of this state they don't deserve the right of personal defense.
The debate over self-defense and deadly force has been an active one in New Hampshire over the past decade. Lawmakers first passed Stand Your Ground in 2006. Former Governor John Lynch vetoed that bill. In 2011, lawmakers passed it again, along the way overriding another Lynch veto. So-called Stand Your Ground laws are now on the books in 24 states. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.